Somebody says, you're the one who did it. And you say, no,
it wasn't. It wasn't me, or I didn't do it.
Okay, and the thing you wear in the kitchen to keep the grease off your dress?
Apron.
And a man's three-piece suit is made up of what three pieces?
Coat, vest, pants.
And, he said, did you bring the coat? And you say, yes, I have.
Brought the coat.
And, you tried on the coat yesterday and his coat fit me perfectly.
Fit me perfectly.
You have a hole in, if I have a hole in my trousers and a hole in my coat, you say, you better go buy a
new suit.
And what was that? A new
suit.
I think I had that right. The boys carried a lot of stuff in his pockets, and the pockets start to
bulge.
And my wife washed my shirt. Fit last week, but when she washed it, the collar
shrunk.
And the thing that you carry your money in is your
wallet.
Or the lady would carry her money in her
handbag. Purse.
Which one?
Well, a handbag, and they usually have the purse in the handbag.
Okay. And if it looks like rain, you'd better carry an
umbrella.
What's that?
Umbrella.
And if you a piece of jewelry a lady wears around her wrist is a
bracelet.
And if you give a lady a bracelet and she just looks at it, you say, "Go ahead and
put it on."
And when the bed is made, the top cover is called the
bedspread.
You ever have any word for that you used to use? You ever call it a cover?
Coverall?
Coverlet or something? Counterpane?
Well, in the real fashionable homes, it was called counterpane.
You never used it?
No.
Okay. And the patchwork
quilt?
That's sewn, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the one that's tied?
Comfort.
And you put a comfort on the floor when you have guests and you don't have enough beds for them. You make up a bed on the floor, they call it a pow.
Pallet. I just couldn't say that word.
And if you have wall-to-wall carpet, it doesn't go halfway across the room. It goes
all the way, or clear across.
And another word for rich black soil is
loam.
And a low-lying grassland would be called
bottom land.
Or
meadow.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.